This is the Composer's Datebook for New Year's Day. I'm John Zeck. Happy New Year. On January 1, 1879, the German composer Johannes Brahms and his violinist friend Josef Joachim were in Leipzig for the world premiere of this music, a new violin concerto by Brahms. Composer and violinist had worked together closely to finesse the solo part. The six-month process of suggestions, rejections, and revisions continued right up to the night of the premiere, which Brahms conducted rather nervously by some accounts. The new concerto was coolly received in Leipzig, but 2 weeks later got a warm reception in Vienna. "A success as good as I've ever experienced," wrote its pleased but rather surprised composer. Still, not everyone was impressed. Josef Helmesberger, who conducted the Viennese premiere, declared it a concerto against the violin rather than for it. When Joachim performed the work with his conservatory orchestra in Berlin, one local newspaper demanded why he had subjected his students to such trash. Pablo de Sarasate, another violin virtuoso of the day, commented, "I don't deny it's fairly good music, but does anyone imagine that I'm going to stand there on stage, violin in hand, and listen to the oboe playing the only real tune in the adagio?" Sad to say, it was only after Brahms' death that his violin concerto really caught on with performers and audiences. Sadder still, Brahms had drafted a second violin concerto, but disappointed by the public reception of his first, tossed the draft into the fire. For more on Brahms and other fiery comments on new music past and present, check our website, composersdatebook.org. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, and the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.